This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Mother's Day and happy Oaks Day, actually. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And happy Badminton Day. Like, there's so much going on. I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 6th, episode 1423, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll.
TGIF, baby. It's Friday. Oh, my gosh. It's that Friday. That's right. It's Kentucky Oaks Day. It is also the day before the Derby. It is the day before badminton cross country. I can't keep up with it all, Glenn.
I know. It's a lot going on today, and it's kind of like our Super Bowl weekend.
It's just the most exciting weekend that there is. Now, the good news is I can't watch badminton cross country because they're not showing it. So I can really focus.
Well, you can, I found out, if you have the FEI TV. FEI TV will have it, but that's the one where you have to pay, what, $80 a year or something for it. So if you have that, you could watch it.
Well, now you put the pressure on me, Glenn, because my God.
You could get up early at about, what, 3 in the morning? And yeah. Just really, it's about what it would be, 3:30 in the morning. And you could watch that till about 9, 10 o'clock. Actually, for you, you would have to get up at midnight. You would have to go to bed at 11, get up at midnight.
The pressure has been taken off.
Yeah, there you go. I solved it for you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Or
yeah,
you can go to YouTube and just watch the videos after.
Exactly. And I think that's what we'll do. Today's Kentucky Oaks Day. We're going to talk a lot about the Derby today. I'm so excited just for our guest that Jennifer's going to tell us about in just a second. But it's just that day. So thanks for joining us. Let's get right to it. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition. It is day two of our Derby party, and we're starting out with Ann Eberhardt, who is the photography director at Blood Horse Publications, no less, and the creative eye behind the Through the Lens blog, which is also found on the Blood Horse. And then coming into the first term, we're going to spend a little time Derby punditing, and we'll all choose our favorites. And then to finish off, we're going to have really bad ads offering up a field of snarky, poorly written, stupid ads that y'all have submitted from various places on the interweb. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer, and it is Daily Winnie time. My Daily Winnie is a two-parter. The first part goes out to another guy listener that we didn't know we had, who wrote us a nice note and said, I wanted to thank you two for putting on a great show. It has helped me cope with not being able to ride much, if at all, while I'm at school. I enjoy the show the most when the two of you are on together. You work so well off each other. Thanks again for the hours of enjoyment. And that was Chris Rakovic. So thank you very much, Chris, for listening. We appreciate that. And the second part is this.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
I got him back. See, I fixed it.
Our main man, Chili.
Happy birthday to Colleen Peachy. It is her birthday today. She, of course, you know her for two reasons. One is she's the product reviewer for Eventing Nation, and she's also my co-host when we go out to Ada. And a avid listener to the show, her and her sister, Lorraine. So happy birthday to you. We hope you have a fun weekend. What a great weekend to have your birthday on, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'll be right back.
Well, I'm just going to jump right in because it is Kentucky Oaks Day, and I wanted to give my Daily Whinny to Rachel Alexandra. She's had two foals, and her second foal, her second foal is running in the Oaks today. And now, of course, Rachel was the winner of the Kentucky Oaks in 2009. So how cool is it to have a mare and her daughter running in the same race, much less winning the same race, because that's what's going to happen. So let's listen to Rachel's Valentina is running tomorrow, but this is Rachel Alexandra and her 2009 Kentucky Oaks.
Just whistle Dixie was scratched.
Ready to go, and they are off in the Kentucky Oaks. And going right to the lead, it's going to be Gabby's Golden Girl. Gabby's Golden Girl takes the early lead. Rachel Alexandra, though, comes right out, right alongside her second as they move by us for the first time. And then it's B. Fair's down on the rail running in third. Flying Spur is alongside her in fourth. Tweeter in behind those two in fifth position. And then Stone Legacy is sixth, and Nan is the last of seven. Around the clubhouse turn here at Churchill Downs, and Gabby's Golden Gal is the leader. Heavily favored, Rachel Alexander, a cool and calculated second. Began an opening quarter of 23 3/5 seconds. Be Fair, third on the inside. Flying Spur, Garrett Gomez says go with her early on. She's up to be third now on the outside of Be Fair. Then a break of three, back to stablemates Tweeter and Stone Legacy. Nan trails the field. It's still Gabby's Golden Gal, the leader. Still glued to her flank is Rachel Alexandra through a half mile in 47 2/5 seconds. Pace has been reasonable. There's a half mile to go. Calvin Burrell still sitting chilly on Rachel Alexander. Still off the flank of front-running Gabby's Golden Gal. And now he makes a move. Just a little nudge. A little nudge in there. Head-to-head for the lead now. And now the tempo's starting to quicken as they move toward the top of the stretch. Here's Rachel Alexandra, who takes the lead. Rachel Alexandra takes the lead just outside the quarter pole. She did it willingly and really had no resistance whatsoever from Gabby's Golden Gal. And now Rachel Alexandra's opening up. Five lengths on the field. Six. Oh, a tour de force by the super filly, Rachel Alexander. Calvin Burrell isn't moving a muscle on her. She's going to destroy this field. Oh, super filly, you bet. What's the final margin? She might have won by 20. Rachel Alexander was absolutely spectacular in 1 minute 48 and 4/5 seconds.
Come
on. She might have won by 20.
Yeah, and she did. And it was just such an amazing race. And I love it because you could always see Rachel when she's coming around the final turn, because she's the one that she's got that beautiful, unique blaze that was never dirty. She's like never in the back. Unlike Zenyatta, who always ran from the back to the front, she just got out in the front and stayed there. And so that was
you know what else I took out of that? We're going to miss Calvin's unpredictability.
Yeah.
You know, he just, every race he was in, every Kentucky Derby he was in, you just, if he was riding a 100-to-1, you could not count that horse out.
No. It was just amazing. Amazing. So, and he actually went on to say that that's the best horse he's ever ridden. So that's it. And he's ridden some nice horses. So, today we've got the names and numbers here. In the first spot, we've got Terra Promessa, and that's trained by Steve Asmussen, owned by Stone Street,
about the Oaks today, right?
Yes, okay. This is the Oaks, and Stone Street is where Rachel lives. Then you've got Weep No More in the two spot. George Arnold is the trainer. Then Lewis Bay is in the three hole. That's a Chad Brown horse. Go Maggie Go, Dale Romans. Dream Dance by Neil Howard. Mo Cat, Richard Baltus. And then we've got Mo De Amor, which is trained by Todd Pletcher. Royal Obsession in the 8 hole, Paola Queen, Venus Valentine in the 10, Rachel's Valentina in the 11 hole. We've got Catherine Sophia. I love girl horse names. They just like most men name them after their wives, you know. Catherine Sophia after Rachel's Valentina. Land Oversea at the 13.
It's going to be fun for the announcer today.
Yeah. Taxable and Dothraki Queen for our Game of Thrones fans. Ken McPeak is the trainer.
Okay, wait a minute. And Dothraki Queen?
Dothraki Queen.
Put them with the other two names you just said and then try and do a 1, 2, 3 on that one.
Yeah, exactly. I do love that the announcer for the Oaks continued to call her Rachel Alexander, and it's Alexandra. So, hey, you know, go down the history saying the wrong name, but that's okay. So we've got, those are the horses. Now, Rachel's Valentina is the favorite right now. Oh, I hear a kid. Oh, good morning. Here, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Well, I love the name. I love the name Royal Obsession because, of course, I played a king for so many years. So I'm going to be partial to the name Royal Obsession if I have to pick out of that list. If I'm not going by favorites and just going by name, that's going to have to be my pick. Although, you know, Weep No More is kind of a good name, too. I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Let me bring up the Oaks here. Oaks, where are you at?
And I wanted to also mention that today, as far as a TV schedule is concerned, thanks to Dawn Deems for posting that for us. I'm going to bring that up as well. Jamie, by the way, is her husband has now left for training and is in training for the next month. So there'll be occasional breaks as she's taking care of the
kid.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm still here.
I want to go over real quick that at 12:30 today, there will be Oaks coverage. It's on NBC Sports Network, not NBC, but the Sports Network. And that's at 12:30 today. So it starts then.
Well, Rachel's Valentina is the favorite at 7-2. And let's see, who did you pick? Royal Obsession?
Yeah, only because I played a king for so long. So.
20-1.
Oh,
so
good. Yeah, I'll win some
bets.
Money then. Yeah.
Place your
bets. I also like Weep No More. That's kind of a good name.
That's another favorite, so you'd be good.
I would
92.
Be good. I'm going to, okay, then I'll box Royal Obsession and Weep No More.
Well, then you're going to lose because you don't have Rachel's Valentina in there at number one. There is, she has lost a couple, so it's kind of open game, but I think she's kind of the favorite because she is Rachel's daughter and Rachel won. So people really, really love this filly.
And what's your pick?
I got to go with Rachel's Valentina because Rachel Alexander and I are best friends.
Oh,
you know,
right.
We hung out last week.
You guys had an intimate relationship.
Yes, and I'll post a photo of I took a selfie with Rachel and Rachel and the farm manager, the broodmare manager over there, so at Stone Street. So I'll post at least one.
And Rachel told you who was going to win? She whispered in your ear.
I totally talked to her about it, and she's like, "Don't bet against my daughter." That's what she said. So that's kind of where we're sitting as far as the Kentucky Oaks go. I really know nothing else about it, so. I've kind of hit, that's my limit as far as my
that's
Kentucky
what NBC Sports knowledge. Is for today, is to exactly. Fill everybody in on that.
KentuckyDerby.com, everybody, go check it out. So that's kind of where we're at. Now, I do believe we're going to have our guest here in just a second, so I won't get too far into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but before you even start all of that, I think it's already a done deal about who's going to win if you watch The Tonight Show. Because they had the great puppy race. Did you
did
see
they
the
have
great
the puppy
yes,
race?
Yes, they
again?
Did. And I posted it on our Facebook page this morning. So if you want to head over there, Jimmy did the great puppy race for the Kentucky Derby. And what they do is, this case, I think they could only come up with 16 white Labrador puppies. So they had 16, or that's as long as his gate was. They had them all lined up in the gate. It is the cutest damn video ever. And what they do is they let them run out. They put names on all of them. They put little pennies on all of them, and they're all assigned a horse. And whoever reaches the kibble bowl first is the winner. And it was a photo finish. It was
really?
A photo finish, yes.
Because last year when you did the puppy race, the puppy named American Pharoah, representing American Pharoah, actually won. It was amazing.
Well, if that is correct, then we are going to have the first winner ever out of the 17 hole.
Really?
More spirit. Bob Baffert's horse, or actually little puppy representation of More Spirit, won there by a nose. They had to do the photo finish about 5 times to figure out who won. So,
what is Bob Baffert feeding those puppies?
Anyway. They're so cute. And by the way, how do they find so many white Labrador puppies?
I know. Kind of scary.
Like 16 of them. It was very cute. And it's posted on our page. So I think we don't have to discuss anything else the rest of the day. We're
done. Okay, end the show. Here
That's
we go.
It. More Spirit won. It's over. We'll see you on Monday, everybody.
Oh my gosh, I've just been so mired in all this Derby stuff. And our guest that we're having on in just a second is the photo. But basically, when I saw her name on our list as far as who we're going to talk to this morning, I was like, Anne Everhart? Like, she's kind of a big deal. Jennifer got a big guest. She is the photographer for the Blood Horse. And I subscribe to the Blood Horse for the wonderful articles, but literally pictures. I mean, that's kind of why I subscribe. The photos in the Blood Horse are absolutely incredible. And that's why I have my subscription. As much as I like to think it's because I like to read in-depth articles on random races, it's more because I like the pretty pictures. So we've got Anne on the line. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being on. I'm telling our listeners that you're kind of a big deal.
Oh, well, thank you. I love doing it. It's great to be behind the scenes photographing all the Derbies and Oaks.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must be just a dream. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am from Lexington, Kentucky, and I grew up in the horse business. And I've always enjoyed horse racing, and I decided to go into photojournalism and with a secondary in video. So one thing led to another, and I ended up working at the Blood Horse, and I've been there since 1982.
And how many derbies have you done?
My first derby was 1985 with Spendebuck. And I believe that's 32 years, but math wouldn't be my specialty.
Wow, that's a long time to be doing photography for the Derbies. And now,
absolutely.
Now, we've gotten press passes for many horse events all over the place, and the photographers always get the best spots. So are you one of those that's up in one of the best spots?
Well, we're right on the racetrack. So, yes, it is one of the best spots. And I photographed probably every angle around the track, from the half-mile pole, final turn, inside rail, and today and tomorrow I'll be photographing from the outside rail at the finish.
Now, you have the camera, and I've talked to a lot of photographers, and I wish I was one, because what an art. But you have the camera, and the camera really, a lot of photographers say the camera is kind of puts a buffer between you and real life, right? It's between you and the actual event that's happening, and a lot of photographers talk about how they get lost in that, and it's they're there, but they're not really there. I got to imagine with the electricity in that stadium, the camera is not much of a buffer for you.
No, really not a buffer at all. Horse racing is just very enjoyable sport, and I love being there, whether it's a maiden race or the Kentucky Derby. It's great to be out there shooting and just recording such beautiful history.
Doesn't the big hat get in the way, though, of the camera?
What?
Doesn't your big hat get in the way of the camera?
I don't have a big hat, unless it's raining.
I bet Anne doesn't even have high heels on, because she's got to get around.
That's right. No high heels. No.
She sees the Derby in the,
not
in the best style.
Not as glamorous as you think.
She's a horse girl, Glenn. She doesn't have a big hat and high heels on. She's running around the backside. Do you have a favorite type of horse to photograph? Like, I mean, obviously Mohaman is so beautiful. Do you like photographing grays versus dark bays? Is there a kind, like, you see a horse and you're like, oh yes, that's the one?
Well, that's interesting. When I was a kid, I thought the grays were the best, and I would always bet on the grays. But in later years, I've grown a fondness for the chestnuts. So I love them all, but they're all just majestic, and some more so than others. But it's fun to capture that when you can. And Mohaman's definitely beautiful. Creator's a beautiful gray. Bose's neck and everything makes for nice shots. And there's four grays in this year's Derby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you mentioned chestnut. Now, I know you're a huge fan of my boyfriend, Wise Dan.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have been out there. Tell us a little bit about spending time with Wise Dan.
Well, Wise Dan just has character all his own, and his field mate is Successful Dan, and it was great to get out there and see him after he had retired. And he just he's just enjoying life out there. They're working with him some, riding around on the farm, and he's just having a great time.
Now, as far as favorites for this year's Derby, I feel like you should have an insider perspective on who's going to be the winner and what my trifecta should be. So give me some picks.
Well, I'm a Nyquist fan, and it was great when he drew post 13 for the Derby because it's the same post that he drew when he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Keeneland last year. So that was good, and 13 is one of my numbers, so I'm going to stick with him. I followed him all month at Keeneland every day. Every morning I was out there and got to meet the Doug O'Neill crew and great group of people. So I'm going to go with him, but then I'm probably going to box an exacta and put Whitmore in there and possibly Gun Runner. So
I like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Not going with any of the long shots, huh, Ann?
Whitmore's 20 to 1.
Probably not even terribly long.
Yeah,
that's probably the longest one, yeah.
I just feel like with Whitmore, you can't count out Victor Espinoza. I mean, that guy's going to hustle out of the gate. He's
true.
Proven time and time again that that guy can break from a gate with the best of them, with him, California Chrome in the Derby, and then American Pharoah hustling him out. I just feel like Whitmore's going to be up front. As long as he can stay up front, then we might make some money.
Exactly. And he's a good-looking horse. He's a chestnut. Well-built, a lot of power in the end. So I've liked what I've seen him do this week at Churchill. So
and
that's what I'm going to go with. We'll see. Now you have to keep in mind, I've only picked probably 5 Derby winners over
in 30 years.
30 plus years.
Well,
keep the day job.
Speaking of the 30 years, have you had a favorite jockey that is just so much fun to shoot that you just know it's going to be a good day? And then have you had a favorite photograph? Do you have that photograph you blew up and is over your mantle?
Yes, I would have to say my favorite jockey is Mike Smith. He's an exciting rider. He just does an amazing job riding.
Oh, you just
horses.
Lost Jamie. Jamie just fell off her chair.
No, see, she likes photographing horses that come in second place. So she photographs Mike.
She hasn't forgiven Mike for that little loss he did a couple of years ago.
Yes, I know what you're referring to.
Yeah,
it was blame.
Yeah, she still hasn't forgiven
him. We don't
him.
Mention that name on the show, Anne.
It's forbidden.
But he would be my all-time favorite, and he's a wonderful guy, and I've gotten to know his family as well, so that's been a
I'm
lot
sure
of fun.
I'm sure he's a super nice guy, and I'm just, he's never coming on the show because I'm just publicly a total pain in his butt, but I'm sure he doesn't care. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure his family is wonderful. And I'm sure that you got a great shot of him coming in second place. Never mind. Sorry.
Yes, he was right there. He was in that photo. Yes.
So what photo do you have, like Glenn said, of hanging over your mantle?
I have a photograph of Cigar that I took at Arlington when he was on his win streak and everyone was, you know, following him around the country. And I have a photograph of Jerry Bailey looking back and waving at the crowd. And it just was a great moment in racing history. And that's definitely one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
I'll have to look that one up. Now, as far as any other famous thoroughbreds you've done, you know, shoots with, I know you went out to Wise Dan's farm and you hung out with him and his brother.
Right.
So that must have been just amazing. But any other stories like that?
Well, one of the most famous horses I photographed was Secretariat. And Claiborne gave me the opportunity to come out. And it was early in my career. And they gave me the opportunity to come out and do some confirmation photos of me. So I'm very proud of that. It went well. And so that's one of my
Were you nervous? Were you nervous? Was the camera shaking?
You know, I think I was too young and stupid at that point to be nervous. I was in awe, definitely.
Well, that is so cool. You've gotten to shoot, like, in the modern era, you've gotten to shoot the best of them. So cool.
Absolutely. I've been very fortunate photographing Rachel Alexandra and Zenyatta at their farms. Has been wonderful. I love to follow the mares after they've retired. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about, I got to go meet Rachel last week in Kentucky, and it was just, I mean, she's just
fantastic.
Just so classic. And obviously I love Zenyatta, obviously. It's kind of ugly.
Yes. And then, you know, and Rachel Alexandra has Rachel Valentina in the Oaks today.
Now, so is she your pick? Exciting. Is she your emotional pick, or is she your, are you not going to give it to her? What are you going to do?
I just, I'm not actually so cool. going to give it to her. I'm going to give it to Weep No More.
Hey! One of my picks.
Yep. Weep No More was bred and is owned by my neighbors, the Bromagens, and they're great people, and I wish them all the success. And it was a brilliant Ashland Stakes, and he had Rachel Valentina in there with Captain Sophia 1-2-3. And you know, Rachel Valentina is magnificent, and it's a very good field. You know, obviously Songbird was the favorite coming in, and then she had to scratch, so it's a good field of fillies. And I also like Land Over Sea that Doug O'Neill has.
Mm-hmm.
So
now,
he's been looking amazing this week. So.
And you're, you know, you're with the Blood Horse, and this is your Super Bowl weekend. And you know, I know what it's like for the eventing, all the eventing publications and blogs were there last week at Rolex, but this is your Super Bowl weekend. And I got. Do you still get as excited as we all do after 30
I
years?
I do.
Ago? Yeah,
I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. It helps to get you out there in the morning. You know, you get out there around 6:15, and you go all day, and it's inspiring to get out there with these beautiful animals and do the best you can to photograph them and follow their careers. And then it does culminate with this, and then later in the year with the Breeders' Cup, and they're just fabulous race days.
Now, do your
the undercards as well?
Do your pictures get better all day long the more mint juleps you have, or do they get worse?
I stay away from the mint juleps.
Good God!
Now,
everybody
that's not to say
should.
I won't have a bourbon at the end of the day.
So, before we let you go, anything crazy happen?
Great. Well, probably the craziest thing, and I wasn't actually, let's see, what it was the Preakness. I can't remember what year it was, but it was the craziest thing I've seen is when the guy ran onto the track.
Oh,
you
did
remember
you get,
that?
Yes. Did you get pictures of that?
Yes. And that, but that was just one of the scariest things I've ever seen. So.
Let's see. I'm trying to Google that rant.
I don't remember that. Was he naked?
No.
Okay.
No, he was protesting.
Only in baseball do they run in the field naked.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's funny you should say that, because I think I got my photography and video interest from my father, and he loved to bring his Super 8 to the Derby every year. And in 1974, there was a streaker that went up the flagpole, and he's got it.
Yes, it was the guy came out and tried to punch Artax, I think. The horse.
Right. I think
yeah.
Right, yeah.
He like tried to punch one of the horses. 13? Probably. Yeah.
Exactly. And they all rode around him, and no one was hurt. It was just, whew, just a sigh of relief after that. I mean, that was just the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Okay. I found it. He was trying to, Lee Chang Farrell was trying to get out there and punch a horse. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, I hope that guy's still in jail. All right.
So that comes under crazy.
Yeah. Nuts. Well, listen, Anne, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we can have you back. Maybe
thanks
talk to you a little
me.
Bit around Breeders' Cup time. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I'm a subscriber to the Blood Horse.
You.
And like I said, it's because of the photographs is what I subscribe for. So I've saved all of my Blood Horses from last year, all the Triple Crown type stuff, and I always save the Breeders' Cup ones. And it was really fun going to Del Mar Racetrack, and I was up in the press area, and they have
all
every
right.
Blood Horse on the shelf. Did you know that?
Well, I did not know that. That's good to hear.
Chronologically, a wall of Blood Horses. So it's almost like a work history of yours. So anyway,
Anne,
thank you so much,
Anne
Eberhart. Absolutely. You can find Anne Eberhart photos. Search for that on Facebook. And I know you have a blog on the Blood Horse as well.
Throughthelens.com. And on bloodhorse.com, we have a photo store and a lot of photos there too.
Fantastic. Anne Eberhart, thank you very much for joining us and have a great day. Happy Oaks Day. Happy Derby weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Anne.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Gosh, she's done it all.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, that's amazing.
30 years. 30 years.
Well, when I saw that Anne was going to be on, I'm like, she's the one who just like recently, within the past 6 months, I think it was last fall, went out and like sat in the field with Wise Dan and his brother and like just took pictures. And you could just tell she was such a fan and looking at the photos and reading the article. So really, really cool, Jennifer. Good job.
You know, one of the things I like about what Jennifer does for us, and we don't give her enough credit. She's just in the background doing her job, but she finds the unusual guests that bring a different perspective to all these big events.
That's what we wanted with our show.
Yeah, so. That you and I would never look for, though, that we wouldn't find. And she finds those people like Anne. And so good. Thank you, Jennifer.
Good job. Well, I've got to get to the names. Let's do the commercial, and then I'm going to tell you all about.
Can I make an announcement first? We have now posted, before we go to the commercial, we have now have a post, a thread going on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page where you can go and place your trifecta pick in order with the horses that you want, 1, 2, 3, in order. And you'll see the post on there. I will actually pin it to the top now, so it'll be the first post that you'll see on Horses in the Morning Facebook. Go there and place your trifecta pick. And we have a $25 gift certificate from horselovers.com for one person who picks that. And we'll give that away on Monday. And I see Dawn Deems has noted she has gone with Exaggerator to win. Brody's Cause and Sudden Breaking News. The Nowhere Do We See Nyquist on Dawn Deems' pick.
Well, Dawn's been wrong before. Just saying. I do believe she lost the
so
contest yesterday.
So go on
yesterday.
There. Head she over. All our auditors, all our listeners, everybody head over and post it on there. You could win a $25 gift certificate with horselovers.com. We want to see your picks, and by the end of the show today, we'll have ours as well. But first, we have to hear from Kentucky Performance Products. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Spring is here, and so are pastures full of luscious green grass. Spring grass is high in vitamins, minerals, and sugar. Most horses have little problem adjusting to the changing sugar levels found in spring pasture, but for at-risk horses, grazing on sugary grass can lead to big problems such as colic or laminitis. By paying attention to daily temperatures and following a couple of simple rules, you can limit your horse's access to such sugar-laden grasses. In the spring and fall of the year, limit grazing or stop it completely when daytime temperatures are warm and nighttime temperatures are below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Under these conditions, the grass produces sugar during the day and it stores it in its leaves. At night, the plant transfers the stored up sugars to the roots and stems to fuel the growth. If the evening temperatures are cold, the grass will not make that transfer, and all of the sugar will remain in the leaves where it is readily available to your horse. In the summer, when days are sunny and nights are warm, it is safe to allow grazing in the early morning hours, but it should be restricted late in the afternoon or evening. This is because most of the sugar that was produced the previous day has been used for growth overnight. Therefore, the level of sugar in the leaves is low in the morning. But as the day progresses, the grass once again accumulates sugar in its leaves in preparation for nighttime growth. So later in the day, the more sugar-packed leaves become. Because grass is a great source of essential vitamin E, horses that are restricted from grazing, especially easy keepers and horses in hard work, may develop vitamin E deficiencies. Lack of vitamin E can result in sore, stiff muscles, and neurological problems. Elevate Maintenance Powder from Kentucky Performance Products is an affordable way to provide your horse with the vitamin E missing from his diet. Each scoop provides 1,000 international units of natural vitamin E, and natural vitamin E is absorbed and retained in the tissues at a much greater rate than the synthetic vitamin E found in many feeds and supplements. Best of all, when you choose a Kentucky Performance Product supplement, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. All right.
There we go.
We are back, and we're going to make our picks. But first, before you know how I pick horses for the races, I have to pick by name.
And, well, let me just go over the horses real quick. I've got some information. I did my homework, and you're going to have to hear about it. But then I'll tell you their names because I know that's how you're going to pick. That's but like just to give our listeners an idea of how they can make their picks, and Dawn can change hers. In the one hole, we've got Trojan Nation, and his last start was he came in second in the Wood Memorial, going off at 50-1. Now, what I like about Trojan Nation is his daddy is a horse named Street Cry. You know who else's daddy is Street Cry? That's right, Zenyatta. So this is a half brother to Zenyatta. So I kind of like that horse. Sudden Breaking News, a Mineshaft colt, second in the Arkansas Derby last, and he's currently at 20-1. Creator is a foal of Tappet, who his last race was not Tappet, but Creator's last race was in the Arkansas Derby, where he won. And Ricardo Santana Jr. is the rider, while Steve Asmussen is the trainer, and he's at 10-1 right now. Mo Tom is in the four hole. Uncle Mo, one of the many babies of Uncle Mo, his last race, fourth in the Louisiana Derby. And 20-1 is his current odds. Gunrunner,
Can
I
also throw in the Saints owners there? Tom
again. Oh,
Benson.
Is that the same guy? Yep. Okay. Because Tom's ready. Does a guy name every horse Tom?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. It's Tom and Gail Benson. So there's no ego involved.
There's no ego involved. He's got two horses in this race, both named Tom. Do you think their barn names are Tom, or they call him Mo?
Tom one and Tom two, or
Tom Reddy and Mo Tom. Okay, so Gunrunner is next, a foal of Candy Ride. His last race, he was first in the Louisiana Derby, and he's currently at 10-1. Another Steve Asmussen horse. My man Sam in the six hole. Chad Brown trained, and Chad has never won a Derby, but he's still very young, but he's been up there for the last couple of years. He kind of do. His last race, my man Sam's last race, was second in the Bluegrass Stakes. Oscar nominated is in the seventh hole. His last race was just a grade three, and that's kind of why I don't think he's a favorite. His odds are pretty long. 20-1 or 50-1, I think, is actually what he's at now. First in the Spiral Stakes, but that was a grade three. Mike Maker is the trainer. Now, it's interesting because he is owned by the Ramseys, and he actually didn't qualify for the race, but the owner paid $200,000 to get the horse in the race. It's a kitten's joy.
So you can basically bribe your way in if you have.
I think you can buy your way in. Win over Derby horse this year. Pick one. I'll pay for it.
The Ramseys, they have to have a Derby horse. I think it's required, actually.
I think so. Then the eight horse is a horse named Lonnie. It's a Tappet foal. Now, this horse was born in Kentucky, but is raced in Japan and was bought, I think, at a sale as a yearling. And I can't pronounce the jockey or the trainer, but his last race, he was first in the UAE Derby. Now, this horse is apparently very unpredictable at the start, loading and unloading.
He apparently has been acting up every minute of every day since he arrived. He's just a mess. So I think I predict that he's going to be the most entertaining to watch.
Put that down as the entertaining.
He's header. A Tappet was a sire, though.
Yeah. So he's got some speed. Destin is a Giants Causeway baby, and his last race, he was first in the Tampa Bay Derby, but he's pretty far out because his last race, the Tampa Bay Derby, was at the beginning of March. So he really hasn't prepped as well as some of these other horses, but maybe he's rested. So you know, Todd Pletcher's the trainer. That guy knows what he's doing. Whitmore is in the 10 hole. That's a baby of Pleasantly Perfect. His last race, he was third in the Arkansas Derby. You can't count out Whitmore because, like I said, Victor Espinoza is the jockey, and I feel like he's...
That was one of Ann's picks, Whitmore. Yeah,
well, he's one of mine too, but I let her go first. Exaggerator is a curling baby. Keith DeSormo and Kent DeSormo, the jockey and the trainer. So the two brothers had it again. Last race was third in the Arkansas Derby. Exaggerator is in the 11 post. Wow, that's also a curling baby.
And of course, Kent DeSormo was the one that had all the problems with drinking and all of that. And he credits his brother Keith for bringing him out of the sewer, basically, and making him straighten up. So
yeah,
it's kind of neat that they're this is the emotional pick of the race.
The emotional pick. Okay. Now the 12 is the NFL Saints owner, Tom's Ready. You know, that guy. Names all his horses Tom.
Yep.
I'll go over the names and how they got him in a minute. Actually, it's pretty interesting. Dallas Stewart is the trainer. The horse is at 30-1. More Than Ready is the sire. Then we've got Nyquist in the 13 spot. I like this.
Who's
I
that
like
one
this
again. I don't know anything about that horse.
Nyquist, yes. His last race, he won. And he won the one before that and all of them before that. He's undefeated. And his sire is Uncle Mo. Now, like I said yesterday, the last horse to win the Kentucky Derby that had an undefeated career, you got to go all the way back to 1977. That's Seattle Slough, though. I mean, come on. Of course, he's going to do it. Mario Gutierrez is the jockey on Nyquist. Doug O'Neill is a trainer. He's the favorite at 3-1. Also an Uncle Mo baby. Mo Heyman is the 14th spot. Now, he was basically, it was supposed to be like this match race at the Florida Derby between the two Derby favorites, Mo Heyman and Nyquist. Well, Mo Heyman came in fourth. I don't feel like he got a very good ride. And Junior Alvarado is still the jockey there. Kieran McLaughlin is a trainer, another Tappet baby. 15 in the 15 hole is Outwork, another baby of Uncle Mo. His last race, he won the Wood Memorial, trained by Todd Pletcher. John Velasquez is the jockey. Shagoff, a baby of Bernardini, fifth in the Wood Memorial, last one out, another Chad Brown. And then Joel Rosario is the rider. Then we've got Brody's Cause, a baby of Giants Causeway. First in the Bluegrass Stakes last, which is probably why. Hey, can you take the phone over there? Yeah, take it over there. I'm working. Trying to deal with the two-year-old. Same, I'm almost three-year-old. Is Dale Roman's trained. And then we've got Majesto. Sorry, is in the 18.
We had more Spirit in 17.
Yes, I skipped More Spirit.
Yeah, you skipped More Spirit, which is the pick from the Tonight Show puppy thing. So
that's right. 17. No horse has ever won from the 17 post. Joel, let's see. Gary Stevens
has won.
A puppy has won from the 17 post.
Yes. I bet Bob Baffert and Gary Stevens saw that and they were like, we're in.
We're in.
They were right last year. Then in the, let's see, a 19 Brody's Cause, and then 20 is Dancing Candy. His last race, fourth in the Santa Anita Derby, and there's that jockey that shall be nameless, and that's a twirling candy baby. Mike Smith is a jockey. Whatever. I think you got that. So that's your 20. That's kind of where they all sit. And now, Glenn, all I have to do is to get your picks, tell you how they got their names.
All right, I'm ready.
Give me a second. I need you to take the phone over there. Thank you. Okay. Thank God for YouTube. Gunrunner, the horse Gunrunner is, let's see, David Fisk, who manages racing for Windchill Thoroughbreds, said he wanted, probably,
yeah.
he wanted a name with a kick. And I guess they kind of like they've also named the horse Firing Line. So Gun Runner, they just wanted a name that was going to have a kick. Nyquist.
I am surprised with Gun Runner that name wasn't already taken, to be honest. Just seems like a name that would have been taken already.
That's a good one. Yeah. Now, Paul Redham owns Nyquist, and he is a huge hockey fan. And he tends to name his horses after hockey players, NHL players. So he named this horse Nyquist after Gustav Nyquist from the Detroit Red Wings. And apparently he's never met him. But I wonder if he's going to meet him now.
I wonder if he's going to be at the thing. And you know who we have a lot of listeners actually that are hockey fans. Yes, there are a few left.
Yes, there are. Exaggerator Keith DeSormo says his girlfriend Julie Clark tends to embellish. He says she's a typical storyteller. I said, Julie, I'm going to name a horse after you, and here it is.
Are you two sisters?
I know. Julie Clark and I.
All right. Exaggerator just went on my list. All right. I like that.
Write that
story.
Down. Right. Outwork. Outwork. They named him that because he pretty much outworked all the other horses when he was younger at the farm in Ocala where he was starting
boring.
Out.
Crossing.
Yeah. Brody's Cause. The name is after their nephew, Brody. And he goes on to say there's no real cause. They're just. Cause they named him.
He's the
after
only one that was left.
Well, he's by Giants Causeways, so they're like, it's Brody's Cause. This one, I love this one. Creator, the Windstar Farm CEO Elliot Walden named him after God. That's it.
Well, there you go.
Creator after God. Lonnie, his name translate from Hawaiian to mean heaven or sky, and he's out of a mare named Heavenly Romance. So it's kind of how they got that. More Spirit named his Michael Lund Peterson, who's from Denmark, is the owner, named More Spirit after More, which means mom in Danish. And Peterson says she's a feisty woman. So More Spirit is mom spirit. Mo Heyman, Sheikh Hamdan bin Rashid Al Maktoum. Named this horse, and the name translates from Arabic to mean dominant or protector. Dancing Candy is by Twirling Candy, and the dam is House of Dancing. So pretty much that's the actual, I didn't know that you could change a racehorse's name after it already had been put on the papers and raced, I guess, but they changed it. The Dancing Candy's name used to be Ron's Bitcoin. And that's a really bad name. It's a good thing they changed it. Destiny was already taken, so they had to settle on Destin. And apparently, they're laughing because he's actually had an 8-week-long spring break because he hasn't raced in forever. Sudden breaking news. Actually, the owner, Sam Henderson, put in for breaking news, but they wouldn't take it, so sudden breaking news they took.
I like sudden together. Breaking news. I really do kind of like that one.
I do. I like that name too. Oscar nominated Ken Ramsey claimed the horse, and he's out of a mare named Divine Actress by Sire Theatrical. And two starts back, he won the Fairgrounds Black Gold Overnight Stakes a day before the Academy Awards. So I don't know if they named him Oscar nominated or it was just kind of how it worked out. Shagoff Shadwell's other Derby entry, his name translates from Arabic to fond of. Whitmore trainer Ron Moquette purchased the gelding and named it after high school teammate of his, Wilbur Whitmore. The native Oklahomans met up at the Arkansas Derby when the horse ran third. So basically named it after his high school teammate from Oklahoma. Man. Tom's Ready. Yes, it was named after the owner, Tom Benson, and his owner. The owner is Tom and the sire is More Than Ready. So Tom's Ready became the name. And this guy owns the Saints and the Pelicans. And what are the Pelicans?
Must be. Sounds like hockey to me. We apologize to all our Canadian listeners.
I'm so sorry. My man, Sam, owner Sheep Pond Partners, Sol Kuman, had previously good luck naming horses after family members. So he, like, they had Lady Eli, and that was his wife's name. So he named this, my man Sam is after his son. Majesto, the owner, this is pretty cool. His three sons, Marco, Jesus, and Todos. So it became M-A-J-E-S and then T-O. Marco, Jesus, Todos. So Majesto. Huh. I think that's kind of neat.
That's clever.
It's getting clever. Trojan Nation was not named after the condom company, as you thought yesterday. Trojan Nation was actually named after the rival Southern California team from his UCLA, but basically that was his dad's school and his dad just died. So that's how he named Trojan
Nation. My story is so much better. Imagine Trojan condoms on the jockeys. Riding pants.
I'm not going to imagine Trojan condoms on jockeys. Thank you. Stopping and taking a breath when you said that. Mo Tom is the Saint guy's other horse named Tom. And apparently he was recovering from knee surgery when they had this horse coming up with the name. So his wife said she wanted more Tom. And so it's a son of Uncle Mo. So.
Let's face it, though. If we were rich enough to afford that many racehorses, I'd name him after us. Why not?
This is my filly, Jamie's the Best.
Jamie's
and this is Jamie's Beautiful, and this is Jamie's Smart.
Yeah,
and
Jamie's Funny. Jamie's Witty. Jamie, yes, I could.
You would, I probably actually would not do that, just so you know. Sounds good, though. So there you go. That's how the horses got their names. What are you going to go with?
Well, I'm going to make you wait. I have to decide.
Oh, okay.
I'll play the song, and then we're going to do a little, we're going to switch gears to Mother's Day for the song, and then we'll come back and we'll make our predictions.
Oh my gosh, I'm
stuck. I have a couple of names I really like here, but I have to figure out what order to put them in.
Okay.
So I'm going to figure out what order, and you know that really doesn't involve much, but I'll just close my eyes and point, and that'll be the order they're in. But first, it is Mother's Day this weekend. By the way, happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
And we can hear your child in the background, so we know you're, in fact, a mother.
I am a mother.
Yes.
For sure.
In honor of all the mothers, I found a song that I thought would be appropriate. It was done by a website called songdrops.com. And they do some fun karaoke type songs. And I just thought you'd appreciate this one. All the mothers out there will get a kick out of it. So happy Mother's Day to you. We'll be back with our predictions. And then Really Bad Ads is back. And we're picking a winner for last month's Really Bad Ads prize. We got a lot going on yet today. So hang in there.
Every day you keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day, it was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m., I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right, next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes, but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher, pretty smart of me. Remember, no one's perfect. Every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. I vacuumed really quietly, I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen, I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings, it was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia a loan. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember, no one's perfect. Every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal splatters up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice, but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer, so there's enough space. They should be here anytime, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember, no one's perfect. Every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
That was from songdrops.com. Isn't that funny?
That's great. That was very funny.
You have all that forward to, by the way.
Well, Lucas, I like the line in there where basically they were like, I wanted to clean your iPhone screen, so I took it in the shower. And Lucas took mine in the chicken water. So that was nice. A while ago. He just threw it in there.
All right. I have my picks. Jennifer, do you have yours? Are you ready?
I have my picks.
Okay, we got to do our trifecta, and then I have my long shot pick. So, Jamie, who goes first here? You're the boss.
All right, well, I'll just go since you just told me I was the boss. So, no surprise, I really like Nyquist. Last year, I tried to steer away from the favorite. I picked Dortmund because I really thought American Pharoah was awesome, but everybody was picking him. So, I'm not going to do that this year. I'm just actually going to pick who I think is going to win. And I think Nyquist is going to win. He's just better than all of them. And there's some really nice horses out there. He's just amazing. My second horse is Whitmore. I really, really like that horse. So Whitmore, I think, is in the second spot. And you're going to make me pick 3?
Yeah, well, that's what a trifecta is.
So I'm having trouble picking between 2 horses, Creator and Exaggerator. Both are coming off big wins. Creator won the Arkansas Derby last, and Exaggerator won the Santa Anita Derby. I'm a West Coast girl now, so I think I'll go as Exaggerator since he won on the West Coast.
Okay, very good. Jennifer?
All right. I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to put in third place is going to be Nyquist because the favorite's always in the top somewhere, and everybody wants it. So that's easy. In second place is going to be Exaggerator because he has a really awesome name. And in first place, because the silks of the jockey fit almost perfectly with the color of his saddle towel, is going to be Brody's Cause.
Really? Wow. You'll be the only one picking Brody's Cause, I think.
Yes, I am.
Ann Everhart picked Brody's Cause, but
he's only 12-1, Glenn.
Yeah, that's true.
There are actually 3 horses whose saddle towels match their jockey's colors.
Well, I got to tell you, I think, a lot of us, we all came in with a lot of the same names here. I also picked Nyquist for the 3rd spot. I picked Exaggerator for the 2nd spot, like Jennifer, only I picked Gunrunner to win. Because I figured the Gunrunner has higher firepower and could just shoot them all if they get in its way. So that was my theory on that. And then,
officially, since you guys are picking so much Exaggerator, I'm going to go with Creator. There you go.
Okay.
Decision made. Nyquist, Whitmore, Creator. Because you guys are always wrong. And if you guys are picking it, I want to get far away.
Well, and my long shot pick that I'll also put money on is Oscar Nominated at 50-1. Who I think on race day is going to go out at about 100-1. So
I'm going to tell you what to do with that money that you're going to put down, that $2. Just go ahead and burn it.
Well,
just
I think
light
Trojan
it on
Nation
fire.
Is actually going to end up being a longer shot. And, I would feel better about Oscar Nominated if he was ridden by Calvin Burrell, but I'm going to go with it anyway. So there's my long shot.
Well, this is a good long shot. Yeah, I wouldn't pick Trojan Nation to not be up in the front. It's getting, it just gets so crazy on the Derby day because there's just so many horses. And it's, it's not like it's a 2-mile race. It's like a mile and, it's shorter, 1 1/8. We've got all the horses just stay packed the whole time. So you've really got a good spot, or be Calvin Burrell and ride on the movie 50-1 and snake your way up the rail. So,
Well, and we have our predictions going right now on our Facebook page. So get on over there, Horses in the Morning, and you'll see the post. It's tagged to the top. Just make your predictions there. Put your top three, and we have that $25 Horse Lovers gift certificate on the line. So head on over there right now. And we're only going to take people who post today. So we're not going to have a problem with people posting after the race is over.
So, no, here, I'm going to pick these three.
So people that post today, we're really only interested in the Derby at this point for the prizes. But so that's happening right now on our Facebook page. There it is. Now all we have to do is wait. Are you going to be glued all afternoon and all day tomorrow? See, tomorrow's a good day for me because Jennifer is literally from noon on glued to the TV set.
Yeah.
So I can do anything I want. I can go do anything. She won't even know I exist tomorrow.
Yeah, I will definitely. I watch all that pre-race stuff. And, you know, honestly, I've been to Derby parties and I've been to bars to watch the Derby. But then you can't hear all the nonsense, like
off,
the backstories. I'm like,
shut up.
Talk. It's like the opposite of the Super Bowl. I want to watch the commercials and talk during the movie, the game. This is opposite. I kind of like the commercials, too, because they're all pretty horsey. But I'll sit down about an hour afterwards and be able to fast forward through a lot more.
Yeah, we always record it as well and come in. We always record it and we always come into it about an hour and a half. If you come in about an hour and a half after it started, you'll be right on time for the race. It works out perfectly because there's that
many
commercials.
Yes, it does.
There are a lot of commercials.
All right.
All right. So there it is. Well, now it is time to switch gears a little bit and head over to Really Bad Ads World.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is that time of the week when we do our really bad ads, and it seems like it's been a month since we actually did really bad ads.
Well, we didn't do it at Rolex, so...
So let's first pick the winner for last month, and Jennifer will tell us what the prizes were.
Prizes for this month are a pair of prizes.
Down. Does it seem
too loud? There we go. A pair of prizes from A Little Pet Vet, featuring a 5-pound bag of Enjoyums, which are flavored with all natural fruits and veggies, contain omega-3s and 6s for your horse, and they're beautifully hard and crunchy and small, so they don't mess up your pockets, and you can break them in half to make them last longer. Also from A Little Pet Vet, an illuminated hoof pick. It's the smart hoof pick. It's the original hoof pick with a built-in LED light, has a sturdy stainless steel pick and heavy-duty brush, easy grip handle, and easy to change batteries. And filling out the bag is the HRN embroidered saddle pad. Woohoo!
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. What numbers do we pick from and two?
You need to pick between number 1 and 121.
Okay. Why don't you look at your son and ask him what his favorite number is?
I think she's actually looking at her son and not at her microphone.
Oh. She's not even here. All right. Well, let's pick a number between 1 and 121. I'm going to say number 85.
85 is Laura Gladden. Congratulations.
All right. Laura Gladden, you win all of these prizes, which is a really, really good deal. So congratulations to you. Jennifer will get a hold of you and we'll get those prizes out to you. Rather, A Little Pet Vet will. And thank you so much to A Little Pet Vet for doing that. We love our illuminated hoof pick here and our Joy Yums. We use all of those products here. Scooter approved. approved. He and right now he's looking out his stall at me, and he's very angry. He's looking.
He's
in
not
the
approving.
Right, yeah, no, he's not approving right now. And also the embroidered saddle pad. And we know we owe somebody else an embroidered saddle pad. We're getting those done. So we had run out, and we needed a new location to get those done. This month's prize coming up is a pair of Smooth Stride jeans. That's right. This has a value of $100+, and these are the jeans that Jennifer loves so much. She was wearing them at Rolex. And we are, and I know Jamie's got some jeans
coming. Mine are on the way. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you get to try them out. Well, they're going to give away a pair to our winner for the month of May. We accumulate all the names of everybody who submits ads, put them in a big pile, and then do the drawing just like we did. So, and they also have this deal going on right now that's really cool, because one of the things that people are apprehensive about is buying clothing, especially clothing you've never worn before on the internet, because you have to try it on. Sizing's always a little different, right? And it's risky. Well, they take all the risk out of it. They have something called the Colt Special, and that is where you go order two pairs of jeans, and they ship them both to you, and get this, they pay for round trip shipping. So you get both pairs of jeans, whatever you think might fit, and you try them both on. The ones that fit, you keep. And the ones, they actually put a return label in the bag. It's resealable. You just throw up the one that didn't fit back in the bag, the return label's there, and you ship them back. It cannot
get any easier
than that, right? So they take all of that apprehension out of ordering online clothing that you've never worn before. So it's called the Colt Special. Look for it when you go to the website. It's smoothstride.com. But I'm telling you, Helena wears hers all the time. Jennifer wears hers all the time. And we're pretty much outfitting all of the hosts at the Horse Radio Network in these jeans because they're so nice. They come in three styles. They come in the plain jeans. They come in knee patch jeans. And then they come in full seat. So you can take a look at all the different options and all the different sizes. And they have an interesting way of sizing, which Jamie's like, wait a minute. So what did you end up being? Do you know?
Well, I'm I think I'm a, this is awesome. I'm a Mustang.
You're a Mustang. No, you really are.
Yeah, funny. I think I'm a Mustang. But what she did was she was like, okay, well, Mustang, and then we'll send you the one size up.
So, okay. So,
so
you're
I don't know what that means.
You're
she didn't like, oh, I'll send you the one size down. It was, I'll send you the bigger girl pair. So
yeah, but I'm looking at the list and you're really at the low end of this list. So they have Arabian, Mustang, Paint, Andalusian, Lusitano, and these are the sizes. So, but they also have a chart so you can figure out which it is. But do you know the other thing that's neat about these is they also come in three lengths because you're a little on the shorter side, and they come in regular, long, and extra long. So the shorter or taller riders also have an option, which you don't get with a lot of pair of breeches.
I know. And I've never had somebody actually ask me, because I have to take in my jeans, I take them up, or I walk on them, you know? And so it was like, wait, you can make them shorter? Sweet. So that is really nice that it's customizable, because horse chicks come in every flavor.
Yes, they do. So thank you to them for donating for this month. All right, let's get on with it. I was having a little fun. I don't know. I was just bored one day. And I was sitting there and I was surfing around the best of Craigslist ads. So we have a couple of those for you today, too. The first one is a 2009 Corvette ZR1. For a dollar. And actually, it was $1,000. And this is what the ad is. Well, my loser soon-to-be ex-husband was caught sleeping with my sister. Does it get any worse than that, by the way? So his car is going up to the highest bidder. Lucky for me, the title is in my name and is signed and notarized and ready to go. Bidding starts at $1,000. Bidding ends Friday as he gets back in town Sunday. So it would have to be paid for in cash and picked up before Sunday. And if you're good looking and between 20 and 35, you may get some. So bring a camera. We can take pictures.
There he goes. Oh, my God.
That's one.
Oh, my God. I'd kill the sister, too, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was part of this deal. Takes two.
Oh, my gosh. Don't surf best of Craigslist. There's too many things that just make
really
you go, wow.
It really did kill a couple hours.
Let's see here. Good job. The next one was sent in by Celeste. Morgan Mayer, $800 in Maryland. Her name is Fancy. She needs some work done to her. She hasn't been ride good in 2 years, but we messed with a little on Friday. She can be rode bareback. She's Western Pleasures. PM me if interested. That's really bad.
She has some Western pleasures, huh?
She has some Western pleasures, and her name's Fancy.
And been ride good.
Here's one chance, Fancy, good. Don't let me down. Here's one chance, Fancy, don't let me down.
I like kind how of we went messed with pleasures. Her a little on Friday. Nothing yeah. said about riding.
Well, we decided to put her for sale, so somebody go out and catch her.
Yeah, exactly. We messed with her. We brushed her, maybe.
Yeah.
Nikki Knight. That's a cool name.
I worked with a radio girl named Nikki Knight.
No, you didn't.
I did. Well, her real name wasn't Nikki Knight, but Nikki Knight, and she was Nikki at Night.
You know,
that was
Nikki
her.
Knight,
that was her.
You know,
shtick.
Is one of those names that could be a porn star, a movie star. It could be a musician. Goes a lot of ways, Nikki Knight.
It could be the radio DJ that I used to work with. Hey, Nikki, what's going on, girl?
Did she have horses?
No, not that I know of. This is a city girl.
This ad says, free, the meanest thoroughbred broodmare I have ever owned in 53 years. Not for beginners or for the timid or for kids at all. Comes with her papers. I cannot deal with her semi-frequent attacks anymore and is getting hard to feed her as a result. She bites like a cougar, hates to be caught, kicks people and animals with both barrels. Will need to be sedated to haul, breed, or pretty much do anything. Great mom, producer, winner at the track, will babysit other foals, will also turn bull panels into tinker toys. Totally unrideable. Must be gone by next Sunday. She is mean, and I am not kidding. If you need to trade something or have room for her, let me know. No lame geldings, though.
Well, if you're going to get picky, so you'd rather have an attack mare than a lame gelding.
This must
you know
be
what?
One wicked horse.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this horse. I'd be mean as hell, too, if all you did was pull me up, stick your hand in my butt, and then breed me and have babies. Like, that's it. That's all they do. I'd be a mad
And by the way, can we stop producing the mean as hell ones, by the way?
Yeah.
Can we stop doing that? Jennifer owned this horse, by the way, at one time.
No, I took care of it. I took care of this horse.
Yeah,
her name was Nora Hanover.
Oh, really?
The horse's name was Nora Hanover?
Yes, it was.
That's funny.
She was big, and she was ugly, and she was mean.
She was pissed about her name.
Yeah, but her kids were big and ugly and not so mean, so I don't know what happened there.
Why would you breed a big, ugly, mean horse?
Because she could pace like crazy.
She's standard bred.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she's good.
Reba sent in this next one. Oh, my God. Is that odd that I just sang a here fancy song, and now we've got Reba sending in emails?
Was it Reba McEntire that sent it in?
No, oh. Reba Jameson.
Okay.
Stud pony, $500. I have a 2-year-old pony. He's a stud. He's been broken, but rides rough.
I haven't heard that term in a long time. Rides rough.
We've broken him. He's at 2. God. Rides rough.
Maybe get him fixed would be the first thing.
Yeah.
Charles sent the... Oh, this is Mary Farr sent the next one in. 4-horse trailer, $1,200. Yep, our trailer of the week, because there's always a trailer of the week. Needs some new floorboards. Recently added new angle iron for the floor because basically it was rusted out. We'll trade for flatbed dual wheel utility trailer.
So anything that I can actually use, yes, as opposed to this bucket of rust.
Well, we have a bucket of rust painted black. It's a 4-horse this time, not our usual, but it looks exactly like an extended version. It's a limousine version of the 2 horses that we always have. And it has air in the tires, and you can see the tires. This has some pluses. Plus, it looks like the jack. Well, the jack's there, and the trailer's off the ground. I don't know if it cranks. But
there's no wheel in the front of that jack. It's a mess.
Yeah, kind of is a mess.
And you will never crank that because they are in Florida and it rains a lot and this thing is steel and that thing is solid. Rusted.
And you know what? Have you tried to crank the four horse ones? They're heavy.
They're heavy. And I'm pretty sure there's a tree growing out the top of it. I'm pretty sure that's what that
looks
is.
That way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does have a sunroof though.
Does this you need that in Florida. Yeah, you need a sunroof.
So basically it's a black four horse stock trailer, rounded front.
By the way, the rule in Florida is you don't own a black car or a black anything.
Arizona too.
Yeah, because pretty much you'll just cook whatever's in it.
Yeah. Let's see. Rich and Mogi sent this one in.
Oh, well, let me just say this. Mogi is a brand new auditor this week, and I want to welcome the other new auditors, Mogi, Kelly, Claire, and Jill, all this week. Well, thank you.
Yay.
Mogi.
New friends. Okay, trade or sell 17-year-old EpiPony. I'm looking to trade preferably, but will sell outright. Katie is 7 years old, varnish roan, 14 hands, and broad. I know, shiny roan. Very in your pocket and sweet. She's blind on the right side, but has perfect vision in the left. During the day, I can't.
Was she blind in both at night?
I can't say enough good things about this little mare, but I'm looking for a little more. She doesn't have much get up and go. It would be good for someone who's looking for a nice laid back ride, if a little trot. Great trail horse that's afraid of water. LOL. Loves to be groomed and loved on. Have had kids on her, a lead line owner. She's more for an advanced rider, as is. Only ride in a bitless bridle, never put a bit on her.
I love when these people, usually they wait to contradict themselves from the beginning of the ad to the end. This one is one sentence after another. Have had kids on her. She's more for advanced riders.
Yeah. Lead line only because she's really slow.
The next line, you put the advanced rider part.
Yeah, and then they're saying that they're looking for a little more, but this is too much horse. What I'm looking for, gelding or mare, that is broke, walk, trot, canter on command. He has a laid-back side, but can also perform. Wanting to do 100 paces and maybe some fun shows once in a while. Would love another Appy, but would consider any wide, muscular breed. Must be docile with other horses. I have a 9-month-old filly and a 17-year-old mini, so they have to be friends. Would prefer mares be registered, willing to pay a little cash on top of trade for the perfect horse that meets my criteria. I don't want any quirks or something I have to work on, because that's what I have with Katie, and I want something broke, and not older than 14.
She wants all of that for a mere $14.95.
What you want? Something you want? A $40,000 horse?
Exactly. This is what everybody wants, right here. This is the idea. This is the person that goes house shopping and says, "I want the 4-bedroom with the granite kitchen and all of that, and I want it for $40,000." That's this lady right here. By the way, that's not an even trade. Can I just say that? It's really not an even trade.
You know, it's like those things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this perfect, amazing, well trained, wonderful angel of a horse in my backyard. You know what I want to do? I want to trade that.
I want to trade that
for something I got to work on. Yeah, not going to happen.
Wait a minute. Jennifer just did that. So let's move on. Reva also sent this one in. Piglets, pigs for sale, $35. Mixed breed, taking a break from pigs, must sell, buy them all at a great price. Oh, God. What do you think happened? What happened that she's selling all her pigs for $35?
Well, I figure since they're mixed breeds, they probably broke out and they've all been loving on each other. And have you ever heard pig love? It's really loud. I heard it because I was riding by my neighbor's house and it spooked my horse. Well, actually, I was riding Duke and he doesn't spook, and it scared the crap out of him. I almost said the S word.
Pigs do a lot of that too. and the next one, Diana sent this one in. And the title of the ad is Whores. That's right. H-O-R-E-S. Whores for sale.
Whores
for sale. Good riders, great whores for a kid. They know what to do. Moving.
Yeah, they do.
Moving and can't take them with me.
I'm moving out of Nevada.
Best offer. All horses are 14 years old, been rode from a yearling.
Oh, my gosh.
You make your own jokes because I'm going to get in trouble if I do. So just
do you know where Heihara is?
No.
I'll tell you. Heihara's in Georgia.
Georgia. Well, you read it with a southern accent then.
That's how I know it's Heihara.
All right. You read it with a thick southern accent then.
I'll see what I can do. Whores and Heihara. That's how you say Heihara. Heihara. Whores for sale. Good rides. Great whores for a kid. They know what to do. Moving and can't take them with me. Best offer on all whores are 14 and been rode from yearlings.
There's so much wrong with that whole thing.
You know, usually if you spell it whores in the title, you'll fix it by the time you get down to the ad.
Apparently spell check, because, you know, H-O-R-E-S must be a word.
So. God, that would be a winner. Jillian sent in this one.
Can I clarify that I have no idea what an H-O-R-E-S is? I have no clue. I just want to clarify that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Chickens, $15 in Live Oak, Florida. Isn't this down the street
it's
from
It's Florida
you?
Day.
It is Florida Day. We have healthy young pullets for $15. Breeds Americana, Easter Egger, Cuckoo Maroon, Speckled Sussex, and Golden Comets. Currently, we have an excellent variety and supply. Free rooster with purchase while supplies last.
Is that a motivation? That would talk me right out of it. Do I have to take the rooster?
Free rooster with purchase while supplies last.
Reading between the lines, this guy is overrun with chickens.
And most of them are roosters.
Hey, speaking of chickens, can I just tell you that?
Yeah, how are the new adopted chickens doing?
The adopted ones are fantastic. They're great. They fit right in. And then remember, not too long ago, I bought 6 hens because I was at the feed store with Lucas, and it was too much. And I just got a phone call from the post office telling me that my order of chicks has arrived. Do you want to talk about
how many chickens do you have?
My God, my girlfriend lives in Cave Creek, and she and I we decided to get these rare breed chickens, and I can't even remember. Number one, I can't remember what I got, and I can't remember how many. I was drinking wine. We were on the phone. I don't know. Like, I'm
they
kind
started
of scared.
To sell chicks on QVC. You were watching QVC. Buy them today. 10
I'm
chicks.
Kind of scared. I have no idea how many chickens I'm about to go pick up from the post office. That is you. Some people drunk Amazon. Some people drunk eBay. I drunk chicken buy. And I did this 2 months ago. So it took that long to get
the
order.
Do they come in a little box? Are they live or do you have to hatch them?
They're live. No, they're the post office called. They're like, they call me at 5 a.m. They're like, your chickens are here. And you can hear beep, 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 beep in
I
the back.
I'm sure they're driving. Delivering animals.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I've done this once before, but I do have a picture. Let me see if I can Google it right now. Do the next ad.
All right.
I'll
I got
find
one
out.
More.
I do remember one that I bought.
All right. This is another one that I found in my random searching. This is Kevin and his timeout tank. Recently upgraded my fish tank and have this nice little 10-gallon for sale. Kevin is a jerk. I'll tell you that up front. He's been in this timeout tank for a few days now since he apparently has a deep-seated prejudice against the goldfish. He doesn't seem to have a problem with the other mollies or platies or guppies or even the crazy loach. But he's got it out for the goldfish. And let's be fair. They were here since the tank began, so Kevin's got to go. Asking $15 for Kevin and his timeout tank. Oh, an important update. Tank now includes Kevin's shady brother, Neil. Neil is a murderous scum. No one likes Neil. Please take him. No one likes Neil. Oh, there you go. That was my... I cracked up because we've had fish and we've had murderous scum fish too.
We've had Neil. Yeah.
Yes. By the way, Neil got flushed. I didn't even bother putting a Craigslist ad in. Neil got flushed. And don't write me any emails. Neil was a murderous scum. Nobody liked Neil. So,
it's timeout tank. I love it.
We never had a time. You know what our timeout tank was? The toilet. That was our timeout tank.
Now I want you to go on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page and see. I apparently bought 15 of these. because they come as roosters too. So you don't know what you're going to get.
You have like 85 chickens.
I'm a little chicken full right now, and the husband is out of town.
How many eggs do you get a day?
Oh my God. I'm like sending them with the strangers. I'm like people driving now. I'm flagging them down and be like, take these eggs. have you seen the picture yet?
Yes, I have. Is that one of the chickens that you're getting?
I think I'm getting like 15 of those.
With the white, it looks like it's where, you know what this, it's a black chicken and it looks like it's in court in England with the white wig.
It has a white afro.
It's a barrister in England.
Isn't that hilarious? So I'm getting about 15 of these. I have no idea. I'm like,
Do you have to comb these chickens? Do you have to like brush them?
I don't know. I didn't really do my research. I just picked funny looking chickens.
All right,
and
no
I
more
apparently
wine for
feeds.
You.
And yeah, no, I actually have not drank wine since this purchase because I don't know. It makes me stupid and excited and too passionate about
is it white or black or white or red wine is the worst.
Red. Oh my God, I get stupid. I do dumb stuff because there's like no portion control. I don't know. I just pour the whole bottle. I get a big goblet. I don't know.
It doesn't
I can't.
You have to drink it all.
You can't save it. And I'm the only one in my house who drinks wine. So I end up I got to finish this thing because it's going to go bad.
I always had that problem with champagne because you truly can't keep champagne. Wine you could keep, but champagne you can't keep. And Jennifer would drink one little bit and then I'd have to drink the rest of the bottle. She'd make me because we didn't want to waste it.
Yeah. You don't want to waste it, so it gets ugly. And so this is unfortunately
this
one
is
of the.
What you end up with.
This is what you end up with when Jamie drinks red wine.
Black chickens with white wigs.
Chad was like, "You're not no more red wine." I was like, "That's probably a good idea."
All right. Well, we got to get on with racing time here. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Don't forget to post your picks all day long on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. I know where Jamie and Jennifer will be glued to the couch the next couple of days. What are you going to drink? Are you going to go to beer?
I actually will drink a beer, but now I'm getting fat. So like I need to go back to the red wine. It keeps me a little skinnier.
You know what I heard is straight vodka mm-hmm. apparently is not fattening. Because
no,
you can't drink
then
enough
you
of
get
it before
really
you're on the couch.
I don't know. Maybe I should just stop. That's ridiculous. That's hilarious.
No, you don't want to say that's just an outright lie right there. thank you, everybody.
I can go vegan, but I can't go boozeless.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, and I was not a big drinker. I would maybe, you know, and I was always a fruity drinker, too. So, you know, I was not a big drinker. Jennifer will tell you I was not a big drinker. But it's ironic now that on the stupid diet and the stupid Lyme disease, I can't have alcohol. And I miss that probably more when we go out to dinner than anything because I would get a strawberry daiquiri or a Long Island iced tea, and I can't have them anymore. I mix that more than sugar, actually.
Yeah, I would imagine. And Long Island iced tea, boy, you don't need to drink many of those.
No, two, and you're good. you're going to be two. Stumbling out of the restaurant.
My mom was like, how do you make a Long Island iced tea? I was like, you see all those bottles of booze that's on the wall? Yes. Pour them all in one glass.
And then take a tiny bit of iced tea and put it in there.
They actually I'm glad you think there's iced tea in it. There's no iced tea in it.
There is a little bit of iced tea. All right, that's enough. All right, thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend. We'll see you all on Monday for the results.
Yay! Spayner to Geld. Have a great one. I'm going to go pick up the baby chicks. All 427 of them.
You're going to need wine later today.